The test is in four part, part 1, part 2, part 3, and part 4. Now look at part 1.
Part 1.
You are about to hear a conversation between a man and a woman who are having a discussion about enrolling in a university course. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Registrar's office, this is Pam.
Yes, hello. I'm calling about enrolling to study at the university. This is the right number?
Yes, this is Mitchford University Admissions. What would you like to know?
Well, basically I need to know what I have to do to be enrolled as a student. You see, I'm currently studying education at another school. I've just finished my first year, but I'm not really enjoying it. I think I'm more interested in accounting. My dad teaches maths, so I thought it might be a good choice. Well, better than business anyway.
Okay. Have you received a registration pack?
No. How can I get one of those?
Well, you've got to have one to register. You can enroll at the university at any time after you receive a registration pack. These are usually available from September for first-year and transferring students, and from November for returning students. On the basis of the information contained in the registration pack, you should attempt to make a firm choice about which courses to study before completing your form.
I see. So I've only got a month to get my registration pack in. Can you send me one?
Sure. If you are close to a high school, the registration pack and university prospectus are available from the careers advisor. Would that be helpful?
Well, the closest school's too far away and I haven't got a car. Are there any other ways you can send it to me?
Well, for prospective students who have already left school, the registration pack and prospectus are available from the university information line. But that might not be of help for you?
No, not really.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you give me your contact details and I'll send a pack out to you. At least that would be a start.
Okay, sounds good.
Right. Firstly, what's your name?
Richard Dreyfus. That's Dreyfus.
Your address there, Richard?
Unit 12, 15 Sportsman Avenue. That's Sportsman, Mermaid Beach. 4554.
And your telephone?
Yes, I won't give you my home. Mobile's best. 0414. Hang on a minute, I don't call myself usually. I think it's 0414-658-339. Yes, that's it.
Okay, now, do you have email?
Yes, I do. It's Dreyfus, my last name, at IGO. That's IGO.com. All lowercase letters, of course.
Before you listen to the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 8 to 10.
Okay, that looks fine. Now, do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I've got a friend who is interested in studying at the university. I'm not sure what would be best, the best way for him to register. Can you give me some suggestions?
Sure, there are three ways to register. Option 1 is telephone registration. Before you telephone, fill out the registration form included in your pack. This will ensure you have all the information that you require. The number is in your registration packet. Don't forget to hold on to a copy of your registration form for future reference.
Yep, okay.
Option 2 is registration by post. All you have to do there is complete the relevant sections of the registration form and post the completed form together with all documentation required in the envelope provided.
All right.
The third way is to simply come in. Visit the Student Information Center in the Information Services Building. and your friend will receive personal assistance on how to complete his forms.
Thanks very much. You've been most helpful.
You're welcome. Good luck with your future studies.
That is the end of part one.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now turns to part two.
Part two.
You will hear a phone conversation giving information about a health and fitness centre. Before you hear the talk, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 16. Now, listen carefully to the first part of the talk and answer questions 11 to 16. Hello?
Hello. Is that Ms. Heidi Jones?
Yes.
Good morning, Ms. Jones. I'd like to take a few minutes of your time to tell you about the Seven Oaks Health and Fitness Centre, which is in your suburb. Would that be convenient?
Okay.
Well, the centre's not far from you. It's on the corner of Marion Street and Giles Street and has a large car park. It's open every day of the week, opening on weekdays at 6 a.m. and at 9 a.m. at the weekend. It closes at 9:30 p.m. Monday to Friday and on Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. We also have childcare Monday to Saturday from 9 in the morning until midday for a small extra charge, so you can leave your children in safe hands while you attend one of our classes, or perhaps have a swim, or if you just want to relax in the spa and sauna or steam room. Talking of classes, we have a very wide range which are designed to suit all different levels of fitness and individual needs. I mentioned the pool just now. Well, in addition to swimming laps or just relaxing, we also offer aqua aerobic classes, which are 45-minute classes that use the therapeutic effects of water. This provides a very safe and effective exercise and is suitable for all fitness levels, as well as being a lot of fun. Many people who haven't been exercising for a while start in the aqua classes, as do people who need to take care after hospital surgery, for example. These classes are very popular and are scheduled every weekday, Monday to Friday, and on Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning. Another very popular activity in the pool area is learning to swim, and these swimming classes are held at 4 p.m. every weekday and in the mornings at the weekend. By the way, they're open to both adults and children of any age.
Before the talk continues, you have some time to look at questions 17 to 20. Now, as the talk continues, answer questions 17 to 20.
Now, it would take too much of your time to tell you in detail about all our programs, as we have a very wide range of activities at different times. However, I'll just outline some of them. Our super circuit classes are extremely popular, and you get a good aerobic workout while toning your muscles. They're easy to learn, as you combine using hydraulic equipment with exercises guaranteed to give you a good cardio workout. The teachers are very good and there's a fun atmosphere. And the classes are very effective in assisting weight loss, relieving stress, lowering blood pressure and generally increasing fitness. Oh, and I haven't mentioned our range of aerobic and step classes of different types which suit all levels. Our specially designed aerobics room holds over 55 people and our highly qualified and trained staff can advise you as to which class might suit you. We are inviting you to a free one-week trial period when you can come and try any of the classes or activities before you make the decision to join. By the way, there is also a large and very well-equipped gym where we offer free fitness assessments and you can have an individual program designed just for you. Also, the cardiovascular room has the latest range of machines which help you burn fat, increase your fitness, or just warm up. They're very popular as you can forget all about the calorie burning by watching your favourite music videos on TV while you exercise. Right now we have a very special new member joining fee offer, which allows two memberships for the price of one, a real bargain. So if you can, bring along a friend who'd like to get fit as well in time for summer. Come along and try us out. You can meet the staff. Try out some of the classes for a week, absolutely free. And then, if you like us, sign up for only $110 each for 6 months. Thanks for taking the time to learn about the centre, and I hope we'll see you there soon, Heidi. I'll put one of our brochures in the mail for you right now. Bye for now.
That is the end of part two.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now turns to part three.
Part three.
You will hear a conversation between a prospective student and a university advisor about applying to enter the university. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 23. As you listen to the first part of the conversation, answer questions 21 to 23.
I'm interested in entering your business administration program, and I'd like some information on how to apply. I'm a little concerned because I've been out of school for a number of years.
That could actually work to your advantage. It's possible to get academic credit for work experience if that experience is related to courses in our program.
I've been working in business for several years. How would I get academic credit for that?
First, you'll need to read the university catalogue to see if any of the course descriptions match your specific job experience. For example, if you've worked in accounting, you may be able to get credit for an accounting course.
So then what would I do?
You would write a summary of your work experience, relating it to specific courses we offer. Submit that to the admissions office with a letter from your work supervisor confirming your experience.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 24 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 24 to 30.
Would I submit those things at the same time that I apply for admission?
That would be the best idea. Have you seen a copy of our university catalogue?
Not the most recent one. I have a copy from last year.
You'll need to look at the latest one. Unfortunately, I've run out of copies, but you can get one from the library for now, and I'll send you your own copy as soon as I have more available.
Thank you. How does the admissions process work?
Well, first you'll need to get an application for admission. Those are available in the admissions office. The application form contains all the instructions you'll need.
That sounds simple enough.
Of course. You'll need to make sure you meet all the admissions requirements.
How can I know what those are?
We have copies of the requirements lists for all university programs here in the counseling center. I'll give you one before you leave today.
Will I need to get recommendations from my employer or former teachers?
Oh, yes, you will. The recommendation forms are available in the admissions office. Now, I don't know if you'll also be applying for a part-time job through the university work-study program.
I'm considering that. How can I find out what kinds of jobs are offered?
You can access the job listings from the computers in the library. Are you planning to study full-time or part-time?
I want to be a full-time student.
Good. Then you'll qualify for the work-study program. Part-time students aren't eligible.
As a full-time student, would I be eligible for a free bus pass?
No, unfortunately. We don't have those available for any of our students. However, you can apply for financial assistance to help pay for your books or for your tuition.
I'd like to look into that. Do I apply for that at the admissions office?
No, that's through us. You'll need to make an appointment with a counselor.
That is the end of part 3.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Now turns to part 4.
Part 4.
4. You will hear part of a lecture about public speaking. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40. It is only natural to feel somewhat nervous before giving a speech, and while a few nerves never did any harm, and can in fact prove beneficial, letting your nerves overcome you can be detrimental. Today's presentation will focus on ways to control those butterflies and help you to give better presentations in future. First and foremost, you've got to know your material. I can't stress that enough. If you fail to prepare, you might as well prepare to fail. Even the most experienced speakers never turn up unprepared and never try to wing it. Personalise your subject and use humour, anecdotes and conversational language. This will make it easier for you to remember what you want to say. Secondly, practice, practice, practice. Rehearse well in advance, and preferably out loud, and with all the equipment you plan on using. Practice your timing, when to pause and when to breathe, and prepare for the unexpected Something always goes wrong, especially when you're relying on technology. So always have a backup plan. Get to know your audience before you have to stand up in front of them. Meet and greet them on the way in, perhaps. It is much easier to talk to a group of friends than a group of strangers. And, just as importantly, know your room as well. Arrive early, pace the speaking area, and practice using the microphone and visual aids. The hardest part is trying to relax. Never rush straight into your speech. Begin slowly and address the audience first. In fact, even before you start, take a few deep breaths. You know, 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. This will turn your nervous energy into enthusiasm. Visualization can be a great confidence booster. Visualize yourself making the speech in the way that you intend. Imagine your voice loud and confident, and picture the audience clapping and rooting for you. Remember, people want you to succeed. The audience wants to hear an interesting and insightful speech. They aren't hoping you make a fool of yourself. Whatever you do, avoid making unnecessary apologies. If you make a mistake or two, forget about it. Few will notice, and it will all be forgotten before too long. People often forget the importance of body language. Don't underestimate this. Your words carry far less meaning than your delivery. Success is defined by your intonation and confidence. If you come across as a confident person, people will listen to you. You will command their attention. Stand tall and proud and deliver with conviction. Humans are very bad listeners. We remember less than 25% of what is said and place far more emphasis on how it is said. Last of all, be realistic and give yourself a chance. No one becomes the perfect speaker overnight. It takes time to hone your presentation skills.
That is the end of part 4.
You now have half a minute to check your answers.